Welcome to the show. This is your host, the Rev. David Yanis. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in. I praise God that we are here. Amen. Praise God. Welcome to Midwatch. This is the Midwatch with the Rev. This is the anchor program for our station here at RevMediaNetwork.com. My address is Revelation Ministries, P.O. Box 5172, Kingwood, Texas, 77325. My email address, therev@midwatchwiththerev.com. How are you doing today? I know most of the country right now is going through one of the most winter wonderland storms that there is. There is many of us that are getting snowed on, and not us here in Houston, of course, but I think Dallas is getting some snow and some other parts of Texas, but mainly the northeast and north parts of the country are being just blanketed with this freeze. I think Thursday night, coming up on Thursday, it's going to be a cold night here in Houston. And that is fine. That's fine. It's due. I'm telling you, we haven't had a good cold weather out here in Texas in quite some time. But, you know, pray for people. There's a lot of things that can go wrong out there. A lot of things that can go wrong with vehicles. I pray over my vehicle every time we take off now. My friend and one of the men of God in my life, Roger DeWitt, came to service one Sunday, and he preached about just praying the blood of Jesus over things. You don't take it for granted that things are going to be okay when you just turn on your engine and you drive. And he talked about praying over the car from the top of the car to the bottom of the undercarriage of the car, through all the moving parts, and all the parts with fluid, just I plead the blood of Jesus, that no one would bump me, and I won't bump anyone, and that no ice and no road and no water and nothing will overtake it or make it spin or make it slide. So pray over it. And he said, in Jesus' name. And I do that now more than ever. And especially when you're driving around, you run over things. If you're like me, not people. Let me clarify that. Not people, but things on the road, and you don't see them, and you end up whacking it here or running into something here and there. We'll leave it at that before the State Highway Patrol calls me and asks me to clarify that remark. But I just want to tell you that you got to pray over those things, and you got to make sure that things are okay right now, that things are going to be fine when you travel, especially when you travel. Don't take it for granted. You know, the Bible says the enemy is roaming about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And we cover that several times here on Midwatch. And the reason we do that is because we want to make sure you are aware that the devil is after you. I'm not giving you anything that you haven't heard. I'm not giving you information that you haven't known before. I'm just letting you know that even though you might ignore it, and there's some people, you know that there's some people out there that just ignore that the enemy's out there trying to get you. They talk all the great things about Jesus. You hear that on a lot of radio stations. You will hear that on a lot of different programs on television, on Christian stations and stuff. And you'll hear that a lot in churches. They will only talk about the good things of God. And that's fine, because you got to know the good things, because God is a good God. He wants to give you great things. He wants to bless your life. But there's a real devil out there, a devil that has been out there for almost ever there, and he has been out there trying to destroy mankind, and he hates. Now, I'm not saying he doesn't like, I'm saying he hates anything that is of God. And you being a God's creation and in his image, of course he's going to hate you. Of course he's going to look at every opportunity to come into your life. Now, praise God that God has put some markers there, that safeguards there, that protect us. It allows us to move forward in life without the enemy interrupting it. But at any time, you got to always be in prayer. Pray, the Bible says. Pray, be careful and vigilant, for your adversary, the devil, seeketh, roameth, walks around like a roaring lion seeking whom he may devour. I'm telling you this out of my personal life right now, that I pray a lot, and I pray continuously. My mind is always in prayer, and I will always pray against that enemy coming against my family, coming against my children, coming against my ministry, because I know God is doing something. God is doing something wonderful here at Rev Media Network. I am so glad that you're going to be a part of it right now. If you heard any of our updates, our last monthly update in December, we're telling you that we had so many people come to the Lord, and then we've had so many people tuning in. I don't have the stats in front of me, but I know that the listening hours alone, now not every day we have a strong listening day. I mean, it's online, so it's when people are in front of their computers, and I was completely surprised of this month's numbers. Completely surprised. And that's good when it surprises you, that our numbers were just as great as when we're at our peak in the summer. Close to it. Not at it, but pretty close to it. It's been our best ratings since September. And I really thought during the holiday season and people being off of work that they would not be listening to the program as much. I really thought that they would be off doing things and stuff, because we're not on a terrestrial station. I would love to put this network on a terrestrial station, but at the same time, I love what I'm doing now with it. I love that the people that are finding me are and becoming part of this ministry are people that have researched me and have looked through what I've done and looked at my websites and have contacted me personally and said I'd like to be a part. And God is directing them. Would you like to have what God has for you? Or would you like to have what you want to get? I can tell you right now, my friends, I did not see myself as a person running a station. No, I see myself on the station doing my shows. That's pretty much all I see myself. I didn't ever look at the know-how and the stuff. But God knew that this young man, I call myself young still. I think, you know, I seen this show one time. And I got to tell you, it was, I forget what it was. I think it was ER. And the guy's like, we used to do this and that. And it was Ernest Borgnine. And you remember him from Airwolf. And from other shows, McHale's Navy and other things like that. And a very older actor, but very good. And he was asked, well, why does he keep doing what he's doing? Because he's getting hurt physically. He goes, don't you know you're old now and you can't do that? Not that I'm old or anything, but just listen. And it was a good remark. And sometimes these Hollywood writers would surprise you with the things that they write. And you know I'm all about movies and all about acting and all about writing scripts. So I really appreciated this script this one time and this remark. And he looked back at the nurse and said, you know what? I still think, my mind is still thinking that I'm young. He goes, I never think that I'm old. He goes, I never told myself I was old. I may look old on the outside, but my mind is still thinking like when I was young. And that was just amazing. Just to give that little tidbit to you there. It doesn't matter what's around you. It doesn't. And that part right there is like what he thought he was could do. Because his no matter what his body was at and how physical condition it was, his mind believed, his heart believed he could accomplish it. Even though physically he couldn't, it still wanted to do what he had to do. And I thought that was awesome. I remember that. I remember that so well. And I think that we have to be like that. We have to think about things. We have to think that we have God's anointing on us and authority. But we also have to remember this, my friends, that nothing, absolutely nothing, can separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus. We understand that. But that we can accomplish all things through Christ Jesus, our Lord. They say, Dave, you get a little more preachy than you've been preaching lately. Well, my friends, I've been off for about 2 weeks off the radio. We've been playing repeats and playing reruns from the past shows and even some summer shows. We kind of threw in there and mixed it up a little bit for you. And I want to tell you, people listened. And that just encouraged me. Today is Tuesday, our day of faith. It is January 5th, 2010. We are in a new year, and we are going to walk in a new way, my friends, for this station. I want to know what's happening in your life. Right now, I got my chat tango open up, so if you're listening right now, 2 o'clock Central Time here on January 5th, 2010, I want you to start chatting with me. It's easy. It comes in anonymous, so I don't know who you are unless you want to tell me who you are during the chat, and that's fine if you want to just ask what's going on and have any type of information and stuff that you want to know about the ministry. That's fine. That's fine. I want to tell you this. We are having our next webinar January 21st. January 21st at 7:30 p.m. here on KeepingMyMarriage.com. I want you to write that website down, KeepingMyMarriage.com. If you come to Rev Media Network, there's a link for KeepingMyMarriage.com. I got to get all the registration date things put up and stuff. But other than that, my friends, we've been having a great response. I took off the passwords. I was praying. And the whole reason I put passwords on there originally was just so I can go ahead and get the people's email addresses and information. That way I can see who was needing help. And you don't know who views when they view a webinar or view any of my players here at the station. We have several players now. And you may hear this noise. I'm looking for a piece of paper to write some notes down. But you never know who's actually listening to them. I mean, it gives us like the IP address and stuff like that, and kind of gives us the country. And we have a lot of people from the U.S., but we have a lot of overseas listeners. I mean, Peter Stanway from Scotland, he listened to our shows, and that's how he's now on the air with us. He's a great man of God, great minister. His show was last night. It's at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. And you can listen to it on Radio Channel 1. But he also has a TV channel that we placed on our TV channel, section. And I tell you what, we have 4 channels running. We have Gerald Davis, we have myself, we have Dana Smith, and we have, was it Peter Stanway? Now, mine and Peter's run 24/7, and it's our episodes and stuff from my webinars and midwatch, the first couple of shows that we did. Our cameraman is going to be back in town, hopefully this next 2 weeks, and then we'll have some more midwatch shows going. But I kind of liked how we did the show with the webcams and stuff. I mean, we have all these high-powered cameras that we can use, but I kind of like the feel of the webcam. It was more of a talk show with a PowerPoint and pictures and stuff like that. I like that. So we may keep that format for midwatch and just use a better camera or something to get a better view of it. But we got some new software that we just got for the video, and I want to tell you, my friends, it's good. It is good. So I want to tell you this. You have to be ready. Today is our day of faith. You have to be ready to move when God tells you to move. You can't be waiting, and you can't be wondering, and you can't be not prepared. You know, I never really knew. We hear it. We hear it all the time. We hear when they tell us in the Word of God to be in season, in prayer, be in prayer and be ready. In season and out of season. You can look it up in the Word of God. Just look up in season and out of season. And you know what I need? I need a good Bible software. If you know of any, send me a tweet. My Twitter is David Yanez. Real easy. If you want to follow me on Twitter, you can. And my Facebook is David Yanez as well. Real easy. I try to make things simple. I have too many things happening to make things a little complicated. So if you want to follow me on Twitter, you can. You can follow me. It's David Yanez, or on Facebook, David Yanez. And the Twitter and Facebook is right there on the website. So if you haven't seen it, look through Midwatch or look through Rev Ministries or Rev Media Publishing, which I'm going to talk about in a few minutes. We're going to talk about Rev Media Publishing. But I want you to follow me if you can. And if you have a good Bible software, I found one and I saved it in my favorites, but I think my computer crashed. And I know I downloaded it in one of my computers, but then I don't know if that was the one that crashed or not. So I still got to find it. And I need a good Bible software that I can find stuff real quick. So if you know of one that doesn't cost much or is free, let me know, because I'm all into the free thing. I really am into the free thing. As long as I can use it and it works fine and it's not too much of a headache, I would love to have that. But I want to encourage you today in faith. The Bible says to pray and be in season, or be ready in season, not a season. And I used to always wonder, well, how can you be ready in season and out of season? I mean, you hear the scripture, and you kind of dissect it back and forth, and you think, well, he was talking at a certain time for certain people. True. But as Christians, as men of God and women of God, as believers, we have to be ready to move. We have to be ready to act on what God tells us to do, no matter what. There is no other way around it, but we have to be ready to move. I really see that happening here in the station. If I am not careful, I can get completely behind what I need to do for the day. I can get completely behind what I need to do for the week. And things are popping up so quickly. There's so much stuff now that I have to do. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, I think 6 hosts now, plus myself, the 7th host here. And there's so many sermons that they send me that I have to digitize them and stuff. So that takes time. So being prepared is having a plan to work now, to work with it, and to move it forward. I think on a day of faith that we are in now, you look at 2009, and you might see a lot of shortcomings, some shortcomings from your life that you don't want to remember. I'm going to tell you the truth. There are some things I wish I can forget. There are some things I wish I can forget. Why? Because there's some things you may have done in life that you may be embarrassed or don't want people to know about. And you know, all of us have things that we just rather not even talk about anymore in our lives. We're human. And I really think that you can just forget about what's happened in 2009 in faith and believe things are going to be better and greater in 2010. What do you see happening this year? I'm going to be on Watchmen on Thursday night here on Ref Media Network, but also on Warren USA and Blog Talk. I'm going to be a special guest on the show. And he had sent 3 questions in. I've been kind of just going over them and skimming through them real quick and thinking. But one of the questions he sent was, what is your goal for 2010? What would you like to see in 2010? I'll tell you what I like to see. I would like to see my radio listeners and TV viewers become active. Now hear me out. I want to see those that hear the broadcast turn the broadcast into a seed in their life that they are changing people's lives. I really want to see that. I want to see the people that are listening are not just listeners, but doers. I believe that I am influenced in touching people around this world. Right here, from our stations, and from this network, Rev Media Network. I really believe that we are building the body of Christ. When I look at the viewership on the station, and I see over on a 30-day calendar, I see over 40 days of listening, that tells you something. That people are tuning in to hear what we have to say. Not cocky. I'm not being too cocky and too holly or whatever you're thinking. I am just stating fact. That when you're ready and you move forward, God can do something for you. You have to be ready though. How do you get ready? Well, you know what? You pray, of course, definitely. Definitely pray, pray, pray. But there's things that you have to do to understand. And the best way I can explain it is what happened here at the station, how the station became, where the station is and stuff. And that is that we had not been on radio for about 3 years, maybe 2 years. We got off the stations and stuff. But I always kept up with what was going on. And soon as I felt that God was leading us to do internet again and do radio, I kept learning and teaching myself. And everything that I did here to build a station, to build the web pages, was all learned through God's grace. And I got myself ready. I told your story once about Nigel McNeil. He prayed over me at one time, and it was a time in my life and a season in my life that I was just going to be working. I wasn't going to be doing much ministry. He said, savor the time now to prepare for the future. Pray, my brother, or as he would like to say, my brother. Pray, my brother. He was Australian. And he was like, pray, my brother. I can't do the voice right now. But either way, he prayed and he said, listen to God. Pray, study, take this time, this divine time, to pray, to study, to understand, to prepare, to prepare, to prepare. My friends, many of y'all cry in your heart to do the work of God. Many of y'all want to see God move in a miraculous way in your family, in your home, in your fellowships with your friends. Maybe even in your church, you want to see something awesome happen. Well, it starts. It starts with you. It starts with you and the faith that you need to get this job done. I'm telling you, my friends, you have to be able to be ready. You have to pray. You have to prepare. If God said that you're going to be a counselor, I'll tell you this. God showed me through prayer and through confirmation through other men and women of God that I was going to be doing more counseling. And I was going to be a repairer of marriages and repairer of the broken families. Now, not everything you want to do. And that's something I just said, no. Not me. Not me. Don't want to do that. It's okay. Thank you anyway. And after my family or my wife talked and we talked and everybody that I knew talked and confirmed it again, I was like, okay, well, I'm not going to fight this. If God wants me to counsel, then I got to counsel. And I saved the money to buy counseling packages, Christian counseling belief therapy, and I became certified through them. And that was awesome. It gave me a whole new insight on helping people and touching people's lives and what people believe in. So it helped me, but did I counsel anyone immediately? No. Have I counseled anyone immediately? Not of yet. But I'm preparing myself to do so now. I'm reading on books. I'm praying about it. I'm writing books on relationships. I'm learning more on how to help people that are in a tough spot with their home. Yesterday I was dropping off my brother-in-law. He did some work on one of my vehicles, and I was coming back, and I heard this commercial, and I don't know what station I was listening to. I know that I was listening to the Christian station, I think. I listened to some 80s songs or 90s songs, I'm not quite sure. But I was driving back, and one thing that I noticed was the commercial. You know, when I'm listening to music, I don't even know what's playing. It's just a blaring right there. And it just, I tend to tune it out. I'm not much of a music listener. But when I listen to music, sometimes it's the 80s songs. Bon Jovi, Aerosmith. I'm telling all myself. But you know what? I listen to some Christian music. I don't listen to much Christian music. I try to, but then, I don't know, I just never really been into music. And the Christian stations that we have out here are good, but it's not really what I'm into. But anyway, let's go forward. I'm sure I'll be listening to a lot of Christian music because we're opening another radio channel. It's going to be a music channel, and we're going to have a music video channel. So we are busy with that right now, and I'm hoping to get that up, and I'm going to have to get into some sites and some stuff and Craigslist and all that other stuff just to get people to send in their music. A Christian artist thing. I have to. If you know anything that is like a Facebook, but it's with Christian artists, Christian musicians, let me know. Send me a Twitter, whatever. David Yanez. And I would appreciate that because that's going to help me out. That's going to help me have to not do half the research that I have to do. But I know this, my friends. This one thing I know is that I am reading, studying, and preparing myself now. And have I hit that platform where I'm supposed to do this counseling and everything else? No, but I got a website up. I got things running behind it. I'm studying. I'm constantly in prayer about the relationships. And then that commercial was funny. Well, it wasn't funny, but it just confirmed it when I was driving it. It hit me right there again that I need to study some more. I need to constantly every week or every month or every 2-3 weeks get a book on it and read it. And it was this one guy, I think, that he said that he was like, I forgot the title. I was going to tell you about this, and I forgot the title of his I think it's Not Just You. I think it's Not Just You. And what it is he goes, has your relationship been destroyed? Do you feel like you can't talk to your spouse? If so, I want to let you know, are you on the brink of divorce? Have you already talked to a... And I thought he was like a divorce attorney. He goes, have you already talked to a counselor? Maybe a divorce attorney has contacted you. If so, it is not just for you. It is not for you. Yeah, not for you. It is not for you. That was the title of his stuff. And he talked about this marital counsel thing, and I believe all marriages can be saved. And they went with that kind of spill, and I'm like, well, that's pretty good, because you know what? All marriages can be saved. And we're not going to go into the relationship day, which is the next few days, but we're going to tell you this, but I believe that too. No matter how bad and how much of a brink it is, and if you read my book, Almost Out of Grace, you would see that I have a heart to see the marriage work out. I do. I do. So I want to see that come to fruition. Fruition, is that the right word? I want to see God's work happen in marriages and Christian counseling and stuff. I don't want to see people without the people they're supposed to be in life. So my point to you is this. Before we go all the way into that, my point to you is this. Get ready. Everybody remembers T.D. Jakes in the 90s? He would always start his sermons with, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready, get ready. Prepare yourself. Get ready, get ready. It's the same thing. Get ready. Get ready. You have to see the flourishing of the power of God and ministry in your life, but you have to get ready yourself. You have to get ready yourself. You have to prepare yourself to get ready to see things happen. No matter what, my friends, God is going to do an awesome work in your life. But it's up to you to prepare by faith. Therefore, when he does call and you're there and he gives you a holler and says, okay, it's time that you are ready to go and ready to work in the kingdom of God. Now, I tell you what, my friends, these last few days, actually last week, I was out there in the valley of Texas, not the valley in California. There's so many valleys in California. The Silicon Valley, Ventura Valley, nope, San Felipe Valley, nope, 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 none of that. But I was really looking at the scriptures and something hit me. I'm not much into the prophetic. It's not my strong suit. I was talking to my pastor today about that. It is not my strong suit. I am not, you know, that kind of preacher or anything like that. But I am, I'll say it again, I am able to look at the Word of God and tell you and get revelation. But I'm not the one that will always get the, I'm not a Hal Lindsey or a Jack Van Impe. In fact, I'm going to start reading, I told myself I'm going to start reading the Jack Van Impe and Hal Lindsey and Hagee. I think those guys are probably the forerunners. And I'll tell you who else. Dana Smith on One Radio is one of the most influential and most knowledgeable and spirit-filled knowledgeable end-time prophecy men of God that I know. I know he's not the Jack Van Impe, Hal Lindsey, John Hagee type of name out there, but I tell you what, I will take his interpretation, because he really knows what he's doing. And that's what you want. You want to know what they're doing. You want to know about people's prophecy, all that kind of stuff. You want to know about it. I know that when I looked at the scripture, I realized one thing in Revelations, that as of any other time, that it couldn't occur before. And I'll tell you what couldn't occur. And the scripture talks us after the tribulation, and that the world would see Jesus, and that the whole world would see him. Every eye would see him at that moment. And you think about it. Well, unless God did a space continuance thing, and he could, you know, he very well could. At any time, God could say, everybody can see me, and he can bend time and bend the air and bend the atmosphere where everybody could see him. That's something that could happen, because God could do it. Or if you look at it, I told my kids this because they were asking about that scripture. He said, how can everybody see him? And it just hit me right there, the revelation I was looking at. And I was like, you know what? This could not have happened 20 years ago. This could not have happened 10 years ago. But we are living in a time now that it can happen. Can you think about it? Just use your noggin there for a little bit. Think about it. When they report of someone popular or famous or a tragedy happens or anything else, everybody is viewing it 10, 20, 30 times on the internet, on TV, on their phones, on their PDAs. Everybody is getting something streamed to them. YouTube, Facebook, whatever, Twitter. So if Jesus popped up in the middle of the Sahara Desert or over in the Middle East somewhere, everybody could see him at that very moment. Couldn't happen 10 years ago, couldn't happen 20 years ago, couldn't happen now. And that's my extent of prophecy. God bless you. Thank you. I'm going to play you a quick infomercial or quick commercial about this, about the ministry. We'll be right back. I'm trying to find the right one. Let me make sure this one gets added. Here it goes. We'll be right back.
At Revelation Ministries, we'd like to wish you a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to our station and making us a part of your daily life at RedMediaNetwork.com. We know that you are busy about the holiday season, but from all our hosts, from Dana, from Charles, from Judy, to Pastor Mark Fields, we want to all tell you from all of our hearts here at Red Media Network that we love you. God bless you. Happy holidays. And remember, 2010 is going to be a blessed year. It's going to be a powerful year for this ministry and for your life. And we want to make sure that you're safe and that you're enjoying your holidays with your family. God bless you. Thank you for listening to our station. Hi, this is David Yannis, host of BidWatch with the Rev and the station manager for Rev Media Network. I just wanted to give you our monthly ministry update, just to get you caught up with what's going on. And we have had over 75 people come to Christ this last month of November and December combined. And about 46 of those people also came in for prayer and prayer requests online. So I want to tell you that we're doing some good things. Rev Media Network is pushing forward, and we are having some great opportunities coming up. We have ministers from England, Scotland that are contacting us that want to have their shows. We have local ministers here in Kingwood, Houston, and Humble that are all getting a part of the station. So by 2010, I want you to be encouraged. I want you to be have an expectation, because we're going to have more ministers on the air for you and more broadcasts happening. Also, 2009, November and December, you have seen the launch of our television channel. Lately, we had been doing a lot of different things in radio, but now we have the television channel with an episode every few days, and we're moving forward on that. I want to welcome to the station Pastor Daniel Vasquez. He is going to be hosting a show starting in January 2010. We'll have him on the bio page and get that going as well. But I want to encourage you that this ministry is moving forward. We're going to be opening a channel in 2010. We're going to see some great things with the channel opening in Peru that's going to stream right here on Red Media Network. It's going to be in Spanish and English back and forth. So we're going to see some great things happen on that station, on that channel in our station. Also, we're partnering on the website with other countries that want to start a channel here on Red Media Network. We're going to partner with them as well. So pray for these upcoming endeavors or adventures. I like to call them adventures or events coming up. I want to also thank KeepingMyMarriage.com, who has been airing a webisode every month, and also thank everyone that is listening to the station via Warren USA, who has a satellite, and also Sunday International, who has a satellite stream of this broadcast as well. I want to thank all our partners in ministry. I want to tell you thank you for being with us for our first year, and all the host of Charles, Dana, Judy, Mark Fields. I want to thank all of y'all for being a part of this station when we just started up, and we're seeing some great things. The Church Stream website is doing awesome. We have a lot of hits on that channel. We have all the pastors lined up that send in their shows. We're going to see that shows all put through. We're going to see about 10, 15 of those added this year alone. So November, December, all the way back to July, we've done a lot of progress. I want to let you know that you're a part of that and that you're being a big part of it by supporting. So if you haven't supported and you're thinking about giving us a donation to help us, we will appreciate that, because we are putting everything out there. We are not a commercialized radio station. We are believing that God will provide through donations and through divine gifts that He has for us. So God bless you. Thank you again for tuning in to Rev Media Network. I want to tell you that this year is going to be a blessed year. 2010, we're going to see some great things happen. God bless you. Remember, my show is at 2 o'clock Monday through Friday, Midwatch with the Rev. I'll see you then. God bless you. Thank you for listening.
Don't you like that music? Yep, I found that. It's working out. Hopefully, we get all these hosts and stuff that are going to be bringing their music over. I have to do a lot of work, because we have to build a second studio set. But if they just send us the CDs and stuff, or the MP3s, that might work out for now. And then we'll have them do a live show. They want to do their own live show, make them a DJ. But most artists aren't really, really good as a DJ, except for yours truly here. I can handle it all. No, I'm just playing. Although I did a good Masters of Ceremony for that event that we had the other day. And we're going to have the power team at our church. So I'm just going to drop that in. And we're changing the date. We had it on the 24th of January, but John Jacobs called the church. Good man of God. And I forget the name of their new... It's not power team anymore, but it's something else. And I'll have to get that for you, unless I have a copy of it in my Bible from church. I don't see it, so maybe not. Well, this is my Bible, my study Bible. That's not the church Bible. I like 7 Bibles. Never have too much of the Word with you. Shows you how anointed a man of God that I am. Anyway, you have to come out to Metro Church, 7811 FM 1960. Come out there on a Sunday night, 6 p.m. That's when I preach. If you want to hear Pastor preach, come in at 10:30. And now John Jacob will be out there on the 17th, which that means I may be off that Sunday if he's doing the morning service. Let me look at the calendar real quick while we got you on the air with us. The 17th is not this Sunday, but the following Sunday. Okay, so yeah, I'll be off that Sunday. Cool. Awesome. That'll work. But not that I'm getting the day off, but that he's coming to the church services and he's going to be doing his power team thing that they do. Or I think it's Power Upped Generation. Something like that. Who knows? It is something like that. So I really pray that you hear it and you listen to it and that you understand what's going on. And that you come out 7811 FM 1960, 7811 FM 1960, Metro Church. Come out there for a Sunday service. Power team's coming out January 17th, 10:30 and 6 o'clock at night. If you want to hear me preach, come out at 6 o'clock. And if you're in the Houston area, if not, I'm gonna try and see if we can stream some of that, and get a camera out there and see if we can stream the power team. That'd be awesome to have power team on the TV station. We have all the equipment. But it just takes a few minutes to figure it all out. But we just have to get the audio part. We haven't done live services or recorded any of our Sunday services on the video part. Only because I really don't know much about all the equipment and stuff that we have there. As far as, I mean, I know my equipment, what I bring to the station and stuff, and what I have at the station, and I know all the sound system on that part and how to get that going. But to go live, it takes a lot more. I think a lot more equipment, so we have to figure it out. No choice about it. We will figure it out. But what were we talking about before? We're talking about being ready and getting ready for God. I told you that I've been studying these books and went to actually therapy, a therapon, not therapy. Yes, Brother David's crazy. He has to go to therapy. But no, belief therapy, as a belief therapy counselor, and that's what I am. In a belief therapy. What am I? I don't even know. I don't have all the info in front of me. I'm a belief therapist. That's what I am. I'm a belief therapist. But the cool thing is that I actually have my certificate, which I have it hanged on my wall, and from that program. And I'm gonna go from being a certified belief therapist to a licensed belief therapist, hopefully this next year, which will take another 460 hours. Good Lord, that's a lot of time. I'm telling you, the biggest thing for me was just the reading part. It was so much to read. But I'm a deadline-driven guy. I give myself a deadline, and I get it done. And I really want to get it done, only because I know that I can't be satisfied. You know what? You can't be satisfied with just barely getting in. I was looking at the scriptures again this last... was last week, and there's this part in the Bible that is so true. In Corinthians 3:13, I believe, it talks about that all our works will be judged, and if it burns, let me get my Bible, because I think it's Corinthians 3:13, and we're going to finish up with this, but I'm telling you, if I can't find it here, I have the book in the next office, and I can go grab it real quick. And it's almost the ending part. If so, I'll put on a commercial real quick to go get that, because I am alone in the station as usual. I usually have a guest. In fact, Daniel Vasquez is going to be on the station regularly. He's going to be on at 7 o'clock right before Peter Stanway on Monday nights. And I haven't finished all his information. I haven't uploaded all his shows. But he will be on the station at 7 o'clock on Wednesdays. So we're going to have him, and then we're going to have Peter Stanway. 7 o'clock on Mondays. It's going to be awesome. My pastor will be on 7 o'clock on Wednesday nights. Gerald Davis will be following him, and Cliff McKern will be following him. So that's 7, 8, and 9 will be Gerald Davis, Cliff McKern, Pastor David Hope, Gerald Davis, and Cliff McKern. We have a lot of listeners on Wednesday night, and I want to get them. These men of God have strong knowledge, strong will. And Pastor Mark Fields will be on that night as well. So 7, 8, 9, and 10 o'clock. Mark Fields will be finishing the cleanup batting. And he's an awesome pastor. I have to finish up his information and finish up his site as well. Now, I build these little mini sites. Every host, they have their picture on there, some of their archives and stuff. Gets all their links to where they're going. Got their church stream thing on another page. And I really treat these guys well, because I tell you, these guys are anointed men of God, and I am humbled. I am humbled that I am able to spend time with them and learn from them. I am humbled. Now, this is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse number 11. Let's read from 11. For other foundation can no man lay than this that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Now, if any man build upon this foundation gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, stubbles, every man's work shall be made manifest. For the day shall declare it, because it shall be revealed by fire, and the fire shall try every man's work of what sort it is. If any man's work abide, that means stays, or endures, which he has built thereupon, he shall receive a reward. If any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. Now, I want to tell you this. Everything that you do on this earth, whether it's monetarily, whether it's good deeds, whether it's working the work of God, whatever, even the bad things, is going to be tried when you get to heaven. Now, you're not going to be in a tribunal or anything. You're going to be before Christ, and it's called the judgment seat of Christ. I believe that's what it is. And everything you've done, it's going to be weighed. And everything you've done, not that we're saved, not by our works, because it tells us there, right there in verse 15, if any man's work shall be burned, he shall suffer loss, but he himself shall be saved, yet so as by fire. In other words, you cannot lose your salvation because you don't do anything. You're just not going to have reward as much in heaven. So what you're doing, and I'm not saying it's a pro reward system that we have, but when you're saving and you're doing what God has to do, you can't help but get blessed, and you can't help but be a blessing, and you can't help but get rewards. Can I have an amen? So everything you do will be tried. Everything you do will be tried by fire. And if it's consumed, it's consumed. So when you're doing this, and when you're working for God, and when you're getting ready, are you going to be the guy that barely makes it in? You know the guy. I learned this term the other day. My wife was telling me. It's called a gentleman's C. Are you going to be a gentleman's C for the kingdom of God? Come on now. Come on. Come on. Don't get all mad. Come on. A gentleman's C. Y'all know what that is. They said President Bush had a gentleman's C through his college career. What a gentleman's C is, for those that don't know, is basically a person comes from a prominent family, person is well within the ranking of very popular and very esteemed, that his children that are at college and that are growing and going through life maybe not be the greatest person in the school, but they will get a passing grade, and it's called a gentleman's C. They do it all the time. Call Yale, call Oxford. They'll tell you. They'll tell you, oh, let's tell you what the gentleman's C is, my old lad. I'll tell you what. Are you going to be the one that barely gets in or barely gets things done? I am not that type of person. I am sorry. I have to tell you this straight from my heart. I am not the type that gets barely anything done. When I get into something, I want to be the best. When I do something, I want to be beyond what it should have been. I want to see big results, good results. So I get disappointed very easily when I don't see what I want to see as far as the returns on what the investment I put, my heart, my desire in something. I get disappointed. But it's okay. That is fine. Because, you know, all of us have to understand that we can be the counselor. We're just using that as kind of like the story for the story. But if you never, you can probably be a counselor, and you can probably touch people's lives, because God's word will not return to it void. If He has called you for it, He's going to have you do it. And say you never studied or you never prepared to counsel people, that you never did any of the stuff that you're supposed to do. When it comes time to counsel, how are you going to handle it? Are you going to be the barely get in type guy? The barely just got at the job, I'm just here, I got a gentleman seat, it don't matter. There's no heart on those kind of people. There's no depth in those kind of people. There isn't. Watching a show the other night, I talked about the gentleman C, and I was watching, of course, my favorite show, Law and Order, Criminal Intent. And the guy was a good judge on this show. Great judge. Great judge. If you've seen the marathon this last weekend on USA, you probably remember the show. Great judge. His clerk was doing all his writings for him. He was getting published in all these places and stuff, and he graduated with a gentleman C. But he made no effort to learn. And that's what happens when you get that. You get by. I don't want to go through life doing God's work and just get by. I want depth. Depth. I want to know what I'm talking about. I want to touch people's lives regardless. I don't want to just get by. You should not be satisfied with just getting by. You should not be satisfied with the gentleman C. You should be wanting the heart and the depth of ministry in your life. That depth is going to do something. Because that is when you draw from the Holy Ghost. That is when you draw from the uttermost parts of your spirit. And you cry to God. And you get revelation. And that's where the anointing comes out. That's where that action faith that we talked about yesterday comes forward. And it reacts. Faith takes an action, my friend. We're going to close with this. Faith takes an action. It takes an action. It means you got to do something. If you think I'm crazy, and if you think I'm lying to you, then you need to look. You need to look at Jesus and Peter. Jesus and Peter. You need to look at these two guys. And when you look at them, you're going to find out one thing. One thing. Both Peter and Jesus. And Peter did it because he seen his mentor and his father in the Lord, Jesus Christ. He seen him do it. And that's a good man to mimic. Do you know that to make the power of God active sometimes, you got to act like somebody? You have to act like somebody? Did you know that? You have to be able to act like somebody. Elijah, act like Elijah. And did more, twice the miracles that he did, that Elijah did. Peter acted like Jesus. How? Easy. Jesus said to the blind man, he got some mud, put it in his eyes, and said, now you go and wash your eyes. Now everyone else that he touched and healed, he said, you, behold, your faith has been whole. Your faith has made you whole. You are healed. Get up. You are healed. But this guy in the Bible, he looked at him and put mud in his eyes. For me and you to see this, faith requires an action from you. He put the mud in his eyes, put his thumbs in his eyes, and said, go wash the mud off your eyes and you will see. It took that blind man to find that water and put the water in his face that his eyes could see. It took an action by that man that was blind to do what Jesus told him to do. Faith requires an action. It requires you to get up and get something going in your life. If you need financial blessings, get up. Believe that you have it. Do something. Sow a seed. Ask God for the seed. God is the one that will give you seed. The Bible says that he will give seed to the sower. Seed to the sower. Now, get this, my friends. Peter did the exact same thing. He acted like Jesus. How did he act like Jesus? Silver and gold I have not, as he looked at the man at the gate asking for money. He said, but in the name of Jesus, rise up and walk. Take up your cot, your bed, and walk. The man got up, took up his cot, his bed, and walked. It required action. It required him to get up, pick up that bed, and walk. Faith requires action. My friends, I thank you so much for listening today. I thank you so much for being a part of our audience. And you know what? The Rev here is going to be on this faith and action thing for next week, so you get ready. God bless you so much for tuning in. We'll catch you next time on the Midwatch. God bless you.